you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle has been named the recipient of the 2024 Salute to Service Award.
The award recognizes efforts made by members of the NFL family to honor and support the military community. Kittle will be recognized at NFL Honors later today during Super Bowl week in New Orleans. USAA will contribute $25,000 in Kittle's honor to the official aid societies representing each of the military branches. The NFL Foundation will match the donation, which will go to Kittle's military charity of choice.
Incredibly thankful, so much gratitude in my heart. I just always try my best to support the people who allow me to live my best life. Just trying to help a little bit. Very honored for this. So thank you so much.
Kittle's connection to the military is personal and rooted in family service. His Uncle Pat and Grandfather Carl were among his loved ones who served.
I always go back on my Uncle Pat. He served multiple tours for the National Guard. He had a huge impact on me when I was a kid, because when he was on tour, the impact of him not being there on his family, it was hard because they loved their dad so much. He was overseas protecting us, allowing us to live the lives that we wanted to live here. But he was out there making those sacrifices, and so that has always stuck with me.
The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Not as slick this morning, but it is going to be foggy, which is still going to slow down that early morning commute. So just give yourselves a little bit of extra time during your morning drive. As we go from a mainly cloudy sky to a mostly sunny one, sunshine returns by the afternoon with a high of 48. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
And currently we have fog and mist, 33 degrees, north wind at 12 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS. 6:34, Stephen's Head in the Morning on KNSS, Thursday, February 6th. On this date in 2023, a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey and Syria, toppling thousands of buildings and trapping residents under mounds of rubble. Death toll would eventually surpass 50,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That was in Turkey and Syria. That'll be 2 years ago today. Two experienced hikers were rescued after an hours-long ordeal in which they became stranded in waist-deep snow and whiteout conditions on New Hampshire's challenging Mount Washington. That is the tallest peak in the Northeast at more than 6,200 feet, known for its extreme weather conditions.
That's where it gets super windy and super cold.
Yeah. The hikers called 911 Sunday night. The state's Fish and Game Department learned that they were stuck at an elevation of about 5,000 feet. A 9-member rescue team aboard a Mount Washington State Park Snowcat trekked up the mountain's auto road, and then rescuers eventually snowshoed their way to the hikers early Monday. Both suffered from frostbite injuries, but otherwise they were okay. I think they got lucky there. That is the tallest peak on the East Coast, Anna, 6,200 feet. Mount Washington. Google is scrapping some of its diversity hiring targets, joining a lengthening list of U.S. companies that have been abandoning or scaling back their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The move, which was outlined in an email sent to Google employees Wednesday, came in the wake of an executive order issued by President Trump that was aimed in part at pressuring government contractors to scrap their DEI initiatives. Like several other major tech companies, Google sells some of its technology and services to the federal government, including its rapidly growing cloud division. That's a key piece of its push into artificial technology. Okay.
Although some companies seem to be saying, we're getting rid of DEI, but then they're just calling it something else.
Yeah. Well, we still don't want you to misbehave, so there you go. What would we have any DEI around here? All we had is we've had little courses we can take on how to behave properly.
That has nothing to do with DEI.
Not DEI at all. Well, what is DEI then? If it's not that. It's not telling people how to behave.
No, it has to do with hirings for diversity.
Oh, hiring. Okay,
equity.
Okay, I got you. You got to hire people to fill out these certain... Okay. There you go. See, I don't know much about it. That hasn't impacted my life very much, I guess. Are you satisfied with your savings? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here to tell us about that today. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Are you putting away as much as you had hoped in your retirement, emergency, and slush funds? Well, if you think you're lagging, join the crowd. A recent Yahoo Finance Marist poll shows that more than 20% of Americans are completely satisfied with the amount of money that they're putting away. Last year, we faced a number of financial challenges that have impacted our ability to save and manage our finances. Number one was spillover inflation from 2022 and 2023. In spite of the Fed getting inflation under control, essentials like groceries, utilities, insurance, and housing continued to strain household budgets. Add to that rising credit card debt and rising interest rates on their consumer debt made it harder for us to pay down balances. This happens after many households depleted their emergency and slush savings accumulated during the boom of the pandemic. Housing values increased, and 401k balances have soared. But we don't feel that wealth because it's tied up in our homes and in our long-range savings. Digging into the poll, 26% were somewhat satisfied with their current savings. The remaining 52% of Americans polled are either somewhat dissatisfied or completely or very dissatisfied with their current savings amounts. The good news is that we're quite optimistic about the future. 44% of study respondents say that they believe they will save more this year. The highest optimism comes from Gen Zers and millennials. 60% say that they are more optimistic about their finances with the new administration coming in. And the youngest demographic interviewed, Gen Z, respondents they're most optimistic. The best way to achieve greater savings, spend less than you earn. It's as simple as that. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. You know, sports have become more than just a game. For some, it's passion. But for many others, it's a way of life. Billions of dollars are circulating through the sports industry. Listen to our next Odyssey conversation, Big Games, Big Money, a one-hour look where we go behind the scenes and meet the people who impact and are impacted by the financial power of the sports industry. Odyssey conversation, Big Game, Big Money, this Sunday, 12 noon, on KNSS.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, coincidentally, or not coincidentally.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Well, the timing's pretty good there. Stephen's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And is it cold in here to you? No, it's not. You got a sweatshirt on, a sweater.
I've got layers on. You're just wearing a short-sleeved shirt.
Seems like they keep this place like an ice cube for until about 9 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody working until 9, you know. It's anyway. I've got to dress more warmly, I guess, this winter. I don't like to have things on my arms while I'm working. So there you go. My fault. Today is Optimist Day. Confident people look to the future with hope. And on Optimist Day, we celebrate the volunteers who share their enthusiasm, skills, and talent to make that tomorrow a vibrant and peaceful one. Optimist Day, a day to recognize an optimist whose endeavors have made a difference in your community. I think we have a number of those out there. They don't tell you. You know, they don't come out and say, hey, I'm an optimist. There are people who are just seem to be always have a nice outlook, a good outlook on life. And that sure helps. Attitude
it
about,
sure does.
About 99% of the battle.
Sometimes it's not easy to do, you know, these days.
But there are a lot of factors that would say, don't be an optimist. But you just got to make up your mind to do it, I guess. All right, Ted, how'd things go at the ball game last night? You were the PA announcer for the Shocker women. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, I did it about a month ago.
Oh, okay. So it was
just a guest appearance.
A guest appearance. All right. And I guess Shocker women had a good night. Good.
The Florida Atlantic only got one basket in the entire third quarter. Shocker defense really ramped up in the second half. Yeah, they got a win. Got a nice home win. So I had a good time last night.
All right. Good things going on out at out of the roundhouse. It's coming up on 6:53. Stephen Ted, the morning here on KNSS. Stay with us in the 7 o'clock hour. News coming up here just shortly. D.C. plane crash investigation moves forward. We have that story. And Democrats are pushing for an increase in the Kansas minimum wage. We'll tell you about it. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.